The bilateral relationship between Australia and India is at a high point. To strengthen the business and diaspora ties, Australian government has introduced a high-profile body named Centre for Australia-India Relations, abbreviated as CARE. Today, with SBS Malayalam Radio, is the inaugural Chief Executive Officer of CARE, Tim Thomas. Tim is an Indian Australian and has roots in Kerala, the southern Indian state. Someone who was born and brought up in Victoria as a second-generation migrant, let us get to know Tim better. If you would describe yourself as a person in three words, what would those words be?
I would say curious, passionate, and engaged.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You're the inaugural CEO of Centre for Australia-India Relations. So what has been your personal as well as professional journey?
Yeah, well, the personal journey has been one of being part of the Indian diaspora. My parents of Kerala background, of course, migrated to Australia in the late 60s. So grew up in the Victorian Indian community here. Took a very strong interest in India-Australia business relations from a very young stage of my career. Went across to India to start up a big financial services group in India called AXA, the AXA Group. Had to form a joint venture at one of my exciting times of my life because I had a very young family then and bringing them to India. That was a wonderful time in my life. So my personal journey has been really one of an Indian in Australia loving the duality of both my cultures and bringing that into my work and into my family life.
Very interesting. So your cultural background is Indian, but obviously, as you mentioned, you've been born and brought up in Melbourne. So second-generation migrants usually do not seem to pick up, like I'm not being, you know, stereotypical here, but it's not very usual that they pick up an interest in India-Australia bilateral relationships. How did you develop this?
Well, firstly, I think there was a massive cultural affinity to India. My parents made sure that we traveled back to India every 2 years, spent a lot of time in my grandparents' places. We have a very extended family network in Kerala. And so that interest in India culturally was always strong from a very young age. From a business perspective, yeah, that time in India, starting up a business in India was something that I wanted to do to see a different side of India, because India was just liberalizing as a market, particularly in the insurance sector, which is the market that I've spent a lot of time in. So that was an area of fascination. Can I bring something with that duality of background to help the Australia-India business relationship?
How was it like growing up as a Malayali boy in Melbourne?
Yeah, look, it was an amazing time. My dad founded actually the Malayali Association in Victoria. So I just remember growing up with a lot of family who were not blood relations, but who were fellow Malayalis whose uncles and aunties became my fathers and mothers in those early days. It was a very small community. We were obviously very passionate about all our cultural programs like Onam and other such programs. A lot of great Kerala food to be shared amongst visiting people from India. Mum and Dad were always hosting big families at home. But then also, my involvement in the Indian church. My dad founded the Indian Orthodox Church in Australia. Out of Melbourne, I was very involved in that church from a very young age. So a lot of interest, both spiritually and culturally, in my Malayali background growing up in Australia.
Your dad seemed to have led a lot of different interesting things back in the day, right? Coming to the lighter side of it, your parents were first-generation migrants, and like most of the other people do, did you used to travel to India on vacations?
Oh, very much so. That was a priority for my parents, to really make sure that we were closely connected with our Upachas and Amachis and first cousins and all of this stuff. We have a magnificent, we used to have a Kudume Ogam, you know, which is our, you know, on my mother's side and my father's side, which I would participate in every second Christmas. Christmas, of course, in Kerala is enchanting, amazing family experience. So that was a priority that my parents have put on my sister and myself. And that, as I think, it's part of our DNA now.
Mm-hmm. So beyond the family connections and the celebrations, of course, the Christmas and Onam and stuff. So what else do you have as memories from Kerala?
The food and the love of my grandparents, and I still have great connections with my first cousins now. Their children, their children's children. Now we're going to their weddings, you know, their baptisms. So that laughter and that joviality and that connection between people, but food is of course a very a common interest, and I've loved bringing my non-Indian Australians to Kerala and introducing them to the backwaters of Kerala, to my family homes. That's been an amazing experience.
We Malayalis are quite possessive about food, and you've already mentioned food. What's your favorite Malayali food?
Curry mein. But also, obviously, kappa and mean curry, appam stew, tharava curry, particularly from central Travancore. Love, tharava motta curry first thing in the morning. Yeah, these are things that are very warm to my heart. They bring a lot of happy memories.
You are a true Malayali, aren't you? So, being a Malayali, what do you like the most about it?
There's something about that the place we come from. I mean, we call it God's own country. There's a reason for that. The backwaters. I love bringing, as I said, non-Indian Australians to Kerala, and for the first time, they're fascinated with how green and lush it is, how the people are so warm and hospitable, how they're so politically literate. We argue a lot, but it's fun. It's fun arguing around the political discourse of the state and of the country and of the world. There's nothing that a Malayali does not have an opinion on.
Absolutely, that's right. Can you tell us a little bit about your family, the personal side of things?
Yeah, my dad, Veetu Pera Chettikad, from Muttar. My mum comes from a place in Koranjeri called Maraman, which is a very famous place for a big Christian convention, the Maraman Convention. So they're both from central Travancore. They migrated to Australia in the late 60s. Dad came as an industrial chemist, mum as a high school teacher. Dad did an MBA and became one of a very senior executive with Caterpillar, which is a big American company. Mum still tutors today in maths. So that's a bit about I have a sister who's a psychiatrist in Melbourne. And I have two wonderful children, Tamara and Tanvi, who are from Sydney.
Beautiful. So going back to the community, so how do you think the first and second generation, or like whichever generation they're part of, migrants contribute to the India-Australia relations?
Well, look, it's significant. I mean, now we're in a situation where we've been educated, we've got really, we've got great opportunities to make a contribution to mainstream Australia. I would say the opportunities are in many different aspects, but if I think about it from a business perspective, we're now talking about significant businesses, small and medium enterprises that are run by people of Indian background. So there's a great opportunity for us to contribute to entrepreneurialism in this country and to build the linkages between businesses in Australia and businesses in India. And that's because of the relationships we have with India and the Indian cultural understanding that we have. But secondly, I would say there's also a massive opportunity for us to be involved in helping Australian companies get set up in India. And that's my own personal experience. When I brought AXA to India, it was because I had a personal passion to bring a Fortune 13 company into India. And so I think they're the two opportunities for us as Indian Australians to make a contribution.
How do you, actually brings us to identities. How do you identify yourself?
Oh, I'm very much an Australian of Indian background. So that's why this new role is so interesting to me. It's what can we do for Australia as a nation using our duality of culture, using our knowledge of both countries. But I very much identify as an Australian of Indian background.
What a lot of first-generation migrants struggle with is integrating into the mainstream Australian society. Would you have any tips on that or any insights to share on that?
My first insight is take an interest in sports. Sports is a massive part of the Australian culture, as we know. My dad converted the first generation of Indians to the Hawthorn Football Club. And so we now have a massive legion of Hawthorn football fans from AFL who are of Indian origin. So that interest that my parents took in sports certainly helped us in integrating. Barbecues with the neighbours, fantastic, a way of integrating and understanding the local culture. But I would say more than ever, I think the most important thing is to just embrace the Australian culture, but also embrace Australians' interest in our culture and make sure that we can be that bridge.
I noticed that you have worked in corporates quite a bit. And so coming from an organization like KPMG to CAIR, you must have taken, things would have been different, like giving up on privileges and some financial benefits would have been left out as well. So what motivated you? This is a huge shift. Is it an actual career progress for you?
It is a huge shift. I would say very much one driven by purpose. You know, this was a time in our, nation building where we can really start to build a magnificent relationship with India in which we can economically benefit and which our Indian community in Australia can play a massive role. So when the centre was set up and the opportunity to be the inaugural CEO, I thought that's a window of opportunity that I must embrace. It is very different to my private sector career, as you said. But I think my private sector experience in business model partnerships can be very interesting as well. But I think more to the point, it was an opportunity to do something which is very much to serve the nation.
Absolutely. What do you enjoy most about this role that you're in now?
The diversity of stakeholders I get to interact with, whether it be government, the academic community, the business community, the cultural community, the sports community. You know, the centre is involved in every aspect of social, cultural, academic and business life. And I find that so interesting to be across meeting people, understanding different stakeholder perspectives, but then being able to integrate it into a plan which can help us uplift our relationship between Australia and India.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've just heard from Tim Thomas, the inaugural Chief Executive Officer of Centre for Australia-India Relations. You're listening to SBS Malayalam Radio.